AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in South Carolina say additional rain that's been falling today could further damage roads and bridges. Governor Nikki Haley had a suggestion for people in flooded areas of her state.
Stay off the roads today if you don't have to get out, just because we're concerned with already saturated soil areas that have already been impacted by the rain.
Part of Interstate 95 remains closed in the state as it tries to recover from flooding that caused 20 dams to burst. 100 more are being monitored to make sure they hold. Energy and jobs are the subjects of the weekly political addresses. President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership took 5 years to negotiate because he wanted to get the best possible deal for American workers.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
He spoke in his weekly media address. In this week's GOP address, Texas Congressman Mike Conaway says Republicans are working hard to lift the federal government's ban on crude oil exports because they believe the restriction is outdated and it's costing Americans jobs.
Many of us remember that what happened back in the 1970s when gas prices quadrupled almost overnight. The government responded by putting a cap on gas prices. But instead of protecting consumers, it just caused long lines at the gas station and rationing.
A former investigator for the House Select Committee on Benghazi says he was unlawfully fired in part because he tried to conduct a comprehensive probe into the deadly attacks on the U.S. compound instead of just focusing on Hillary Rodham Clinton and the State Department. This is AP Radio News. Bail is set at $2 million for a Dominican Republic diplomat arrested in a bribery scheme that also landed a former U.N. General Assembly president behind bars.
Over a prosecutor's objection, the judge said that Francis Lorenzo can stay at his mother's home in the Bronx. Lorenzo was arrested Tuesday, along with former U.N. General Assembly President John Ash. Prosecutors say Lorenzo accepted and paid bribes to help a Chinese billionaire get a U.N. conference center built in China. Lorenzo's lawyer says his client did not commit a crime. Prosecutors also say Ash accepted over $1 million in bribes as part of the scheme. Julie Walker, New York.
SeaWorld says denying orcas their ability to breed is cruel. A California commission set a ban on breeding as a condition for its approval of expansion of the tanks SeaWorld uses to hold killer whales. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.